You just have to make it through and do it, and I'll take it. Thank you.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, are we ready to go then? Everyone here? We do have a quorum, right?
Yes.
Chris? Mm-hmm. The call counts, so. All right, we'll call the meeting to order. I am Trustee Gibson. Trustee Bell was not able to be here today in person. He may be calling in here in a few minutes. We'll see if that happens. We'll move to item B on the agenda, which is public comment. Is there anyone from the public who would like to comment today on our meeting? Okay, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Here's Michael Moyau, live in Powder Mountain.
Good to meet you, Michael.
And I submit the letter.
Okay, that's the one I just got.
I submitted a letter, so the purpose of the letter is to ask for a will serve letter for my lot up there.
Okay.
And rather than develop 30 to 38 units that the county has told me that I could build, I'd like to do 7 home sites.
Bob, can you hear okay?
Yes, I can, Karen.
Oh, okay, thanks. Go ahead.
This is Matt Bell.
Oh, hello. Matt's on. We're in public comment, Trustee Bell.
Okay, thank you.
So I'd like to propose 7 home sites rather than the 30 plus. And in order to facilitate the whole will serve letter, I don't want to overdevelop up there. I just want to develop a small community.
Okay.
And this lot was one of the original lots that was established by Powder Mountain and the Cobigs. And I believe that Powder Mountain Water and Sewer was already planned to serve that lot much prior to the new owner's development. Although we don't need the water right away, we do need a will serve letter to be able to proceed with the PRUD, the subdivision. And that's it. That's all I'm asking for.
Okay.
Thank you.
Appreciate that comment. We'll take a look at the letter, and somebody, I would imagine you talked with Paul.
Okay.
Okay. We'll continue that conversation.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. To the manager's report. Paul, time is yours.
Okay. Well, to all of you, welcome. I'm going to, the first thing I'd like to do, I brought Mark Chandler with me, who is one of our project engineers, and he's been the one leading the investigation on the sewer and water master plan, and I'm going to ask him to give all of you a brief summary of where we are at this particular point. I guess we'd call it we're issuing a preliminary now, aren't we, Mark? In terms of, and so he's going to give us a quick rundown on what the needs are for the water and the sewer based upon a couple critical stages in development here, so we know what we're going to anticipate. So Mark, I guess those that are on the phone have all the exhibits, don't they, Karen?
Yes, they do.
Okay, so Mark, if you'll tell them to take them to any of the key exhibits, you'll find it under in the tab. If any of you have a book, it's called Water and Sewer Master Plan is the tab. And you'll find a plethora of
tabs
and photographs. So it's back about 2 or 3.
Oh, there it is. Wow, Paul, this is cool. This is very well organized. Thank you.
Well, we'll hope it comes off that spot. So, Mark, if you would give us a rundown, Reader's Digest version of where you see things at this point.
I'll do that. As you get into the figures, you'll see the first 8 figures or so are the water system, and I'll speak to that first. The water system at current, as we all know, operates under a single source, and that is the Hidden Lake Well. In order to continue to grow, obviously we're already at a point, and we all know this, where by state code we have to have a second source. We have to have a redundant source because we're over 100 units. We're in the process of deciding which one of those will be first, and that decision may have actually been made at this point last week. I know there's been discussion about moving forward quickly with the Cobabe well. That first figure that you see is the existing system with different pipe sizes and configurations. And as you'll see as we go through this, we're on both the water and sewer, we're trying to get a good understanding, and we've talked with some a little bit trying to understand exactly what build out is going to be. They're permitted currently for up to 2,800 units by the zone, by the rezone. There's been discussion that that development may end at 1,400 units and somewhere in between. In order to take a conservative approach and know, you know, plan for the worst case, as engineers like to do, we've still kept that at 2,800 units, knowing that at some point in time we may have to provide that water and the sewer capacity as well. So we'll bounce around a little bit between those numbers, but we're going to start right now by looking at the fact that currently, under current operations, the 4-inch pipe that runs down through Mid Mountain and down to Pizzle Springs currently has the capacity to convey the water that we need for Mid Mountain. It's not standard. It does not meet state requirements. Just hydraulically, however, for the time being, it will operate. The 4-inch will operate without the Cobabe well. If we had to feed the entire resort area down at the bottom and that Mid Mountain area without the Cobabe well, we can continue to do that until we hit 170 connections in that area, which we're projecting right now will happen somewhere. Find that sheet just a second. I apologize. Will happen somewhere by about 2020 and 2025. Now, the timing of those projections may be altered a little bit by Summit when we get our draft report out, but that means sometime in the next 8 to 10 years, we are likely going to need to at least upsize the portion that runs between the timberline tanks and the main portion of the resort down at the base right now and the Hidden Lake tank and well. Because until we get the Cobabe well up and running, we can't push all that water downhill once we get past 170 units. If we move forward first with the Cobabe well, we'll push that back a little bit farther until we hit 255 units in that Mid-Mountain area is when we'll exceed our maximum capacity in that line. Now that's operating under an assumption of a max flow rate of 6 feet per second through that line. That line's already old, it's already a little bit weakened by time, and it wasn't the best situation when it was first put in. So once again, really what's gonna need to happen is within the next 5 to 10 years, with or without Cobabe, that line's going to need to be replaced. That is our number one finding on the piping of the system. On the storage side of the system, currently we have 580,000 gallons of capacity, of storage capacity. 180,000 gallons of that storage capacity is fire protection, which means we have 400,000 active gallons of storage. That means that we can support up to approximately 1,000 total units with our current storage before we have to expand again. Now that doesn't necessarily mean that we can serve everybody in the planned development with those tanks without having booster stations. We're already having discussions of multiple boosters in different areas because of the lack of elevation change from the Hidden Lake tanks to some of the development up on the ridge. So there's still discussion to be had about how we boost that and make sure we provide adequate pressures to residents. There is one place within the resort area that is higher. There's only one that is higher than the current tank elevation at Hidden Lakes, and that is above the developments on the farthest northwest developments that are planned to be part of the Mid-Mountain development area. There's one peak that gives us about another 100 to 150 feet of elevation if we were to plan to build there. Okay. So that takes care of our storage. We should be good with storage for quite a while. I don't think we're going to hit 1,000 units for quite a while. The source, however, is currently my biggest concern. Looking at this, we have enough source currently just through the Hidden Lake tank to hit 216 ERCs, which means we don't have very much space right now with the units and the developments that are going in at the current time. We need to get another well on right now. As I said, the discussion is that the Cobabe well would likely go in first. Assuming that that can give us 120 gallons a minute, that would get us up to 432 ERCs, equivalent residential connections. The next well that's currently being planned is the Bloomington well. If we get between 100 and 120 gallons a minute on that one, we'll get up between 612 and 640 total ERCs. Once we get past that, all three of those wells will be fully taxed. And to get to build out at 2,800 units, we would need another 1,200 gallons a minute, which essentially means another 10 wells of similar capacity to what we have in the Hidden Lakes well.
So how many units total can you get with these, if you had all three proposed, all three wells?
612.
Total 612.
Total 612 units.
And if you only have...
Not 612 more, 612 total.
Total. Or if you had Kobabe and Hidden Lake, you have what?
430.
430. Okay. Important numbers.
Yes. So that's why I wanted to touch on those specifically, because those show us what our limitations to development are until we have new wells. Once again, that is assuming that they are both near or equal to the capacity of the Hidden Lakes well, which is very, very hard to predict given the condition that we are drilling hard rock wells. If we don't hit the fractures just right, you might get a 40 gallon a minute well. You might get a 10 gallon a minute well. And so it's very contingent on those wells being at the very least equal to the capacity of the Hidden Lakes well.
And then to summarize again, because you threw a lot at us there.
Yes, I did.
In terms of the water line, you say the water lines as they are presently constituted would be all right for the 400
no,
meters?
No. The 4-inch line currently from the Hidden Lakes down into the lower portion of the resort can get us up to 170 connections if we don't have Kobabe. 170 connections in that area.
Okay.
If we get Kobabe so that we can offset some of the need to feed water downhill, we can offset that until 255 units. I wouldn't depend on that though, because we know how finicky wells are. So really what you're looking at is that line needs to be upgraded by the time that we hit 170 units. Really, probably by the time we hit 150 units in that lower area, we need to have that 4-inch line at the very least from, we may not need to go all the way down to the Kobabe well or Pizzle Springs, because that will only be a single feed upstream. But being able to feed water down from the Hidden Lakes tank to the Timberline tank and down into the resort, we've got until we get about 150 units in that lower portion of the resort before that line all has to be upgraded.
What is the number right now? You said 170.
Right now we are,
where are we right now?
In that area, we are at about 50 to 60, depending on different how we allocate. And that's that. We're still waiting to verify exactly how many ERCs we are committing to the resort itself. We know how many connections we have to all the different actual residences down in that area, but that number is still a little bit fuzzy that we're trying to solidify up for how much water and sewer both need to be provided for the resort at the.
That's
at
an
the
assumption
base.
Of every connection is made, or that's.
That is based on current unit counts in that area.
Okay.
Up on the ridge, we currently have approximately 63 ERCs in that area with the condominiums and everything else that's been built right now. And then we have the planned remaining units for phase one. We have the existing units up top in phase one of 154 that have been approved. And then we have the remaining phase one units, which is another 66. But once again, those will not impact that 4-inch line, because the 4-inch line is the transmitting line between the two different pressure zones. As long as we still have at least one source up in the top, we'll be okay for getting all of that water around. Those pipes have been sized properly and meet all codes, and will get us pretty dang far as trying to develop all that. They've been designed well. It's that connection between the main resort area and the Hidden Lakes area.
Okay.
So is that the summary on water?
That is the summary on water, unless
so
you
roughly
unless you'd like to get into it a little bit more. I can go as deep as you want.
I have a question.
Yes.
On the high, because there was one high point that was higher than the hidden lake well, where exactly is that?
So if you go down to the residential units that go up the hill right now from where the parking lot is for the main resort up to the northwest, that peak up above there is about 150 feet higher than the Hidden Lake's elevation.
So it's on the top of Lightning Ridge?
Yes.
No. It's not Lightning Ridge.
Is it? What, it
yeah.
Isn't that like, what?
No.
What is that ridge right there? Bob?
I think they're calling it Earl's Peak, although I could be mistaken.
Isn't Earl's Peak the other direction?
Way.
He's talking about
Lightning Ridge.
I'm talking Lightning Ridge.
Jeff Warblow says Lightning Ridge, Bob.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
if you're talking about the development to the northwest.
That's us.
Right,
right above
you.
Us. Yeah.
Above
and Lightning
that
Ridge.
Is Lightning Ridge.
Right.
Up here.
Another.
Let's get into sewer.
Earl's Peak and the whole cirque, the ridge that's to the farthest south is about 50 to 100 feet lower than Hidden Lakes.
Okay.
And so none of that gives us any elevation advantage.
So Mark, what's the next step, relative to the water, and then we'll go on to the sewer here. What's the next step in terms of we're going to put out, you're going to have some text, you're going to put these maps out.
We'll put out a draft report with these maps.
So what's the pleasure of the board in terms of review, and then we'll finalize. I got a hard date with the state of November, so basically I've got 1 month. What kind of review process does the board want to have before I've got to get this in. Who wants to look and who wants to give comment?
Yeah, I'd
anybody?
Like to. Yeah, email would be the best.
Okay, so
I will be out of the country, but I will have email. I don't know if Burma has great email, but I will have some email. I'm there for 2.5 weeks in Burma. I think part of the time we'll have email. The rest of the time we're in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
But email would be the best for me personally.
Okay. So what we'll do is we'll get this. We'll get the words added to the maps now and some tables and. And we'll issue it to the board. Anybody else? Is anyone else should see? Is there anyone else that should see it?
Is Don Burnett involved in this?
Mm.
I mean, he's our water consultant. Should he be looking at these things for us? No. Okay. Okay. Just asking. He's been always our water person, so.
Yeah, water rights.
Right. Okay.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep costs in control a little bit.
Thank
here.
You.
We're taking care of all the other engineering.
Okay.
Obviously, we'll courtesy summit. Anybody else we should courtesy on this?
I can't. Anybody wants to be?
Okay. Well, we'll have it available and let everybody know it's available to have everybody can take.
So you
a
said you your deadline is to
November.
Submit with the state when in November? Beginning of November? Do you have an actual date?
He had a date there, like it was the 15th, 13th,
okay.
Somewhere in there.
So we have time.
But obviously, I want to have it done and ready to go and into them. So that I don't get any more threatening letters from them.
Don't want that.
Yeah. So okay, sewer.
Okay, sewer. The two most important figures that I want to look at with sewer are page number one and page number three. Page number one is if we were to go to full build out at 2,800 units, you'll see the map there shows a whole lot of piping, including the entire canyon would have to be relayed. We would run out of capacity before we reach 2,800 units. Sheet three shows us the first piece, and this comes up at essentially about 70 units away from where we're currently at. We don't have a lot of space before the last little bit of line into the lagoons runs out of capacity. It's laid really, really flat. It's not huge pipe, and so we would need to upsize that. And the assumption that we've used on all of these is that if we're going to upsize it, we're going to upsize it once. We're not going to upsize it now and upsize it again in 5 years and upsize it again another 5 to 10 years. So we've taken the approach that if we're going to upsize it, we're going to upsize it to the build-out capacity need at the time that we put it in. It's a huge cost savings to not do this in an iterative process and replace this three times So you'll see that while the numbers call it out as being up to a 24-inch PVC, it may not need to be up that size if we want to. And the reason I want to bring this up is I know that there's discussion currently about at what point do we connect to Wolf Creek and abandon the use of the lagoons. Well, the first two phases, once we hit 70, and this will take us up to about 400 more units, between 70 and 400 units, all we've got to do is this one little piece that you'll see on sheet three, that's this little blue segment. Now, if we were to upsize that and we say, yeah, it would need to be a 24 to build out, but we know we're not going to use it to build out. We're only going to use it, and by the time we get to 400 units, we're going to be connected to Wolf Creek. So we're only going to upsize it to a 14, to a 12 or a 15. I think it is a 12 right now. It would need to go to a 15. And we have to make that decision of at what point do we say we are moving. Now I know that you guys are going to be looking to us a little bit for that discussion. So with that, let me pull this up. By the time we hit approximately 540 total units, the lagoons will be out of capacity. Our hand will be forced. So by the time we hit 540 total units, the lagoons are no longer a viable option, and we've completely maxed out our ability to use them. So question is, at least for the immediate future, the most immediate need is that little segment, about 800 feet or 750 feet of pipe just before we get into the lagoons. And that would take us, that would carry us over for the foreseeable future, the next 5, 7, maybe even 10 years, depending on the rate at which development actually occurs.
So when does it trigger?
About 550.
So when do we need to upsize it? 550.
We need to upsize it when we hit about 70 more. We don't have much space at all for that. That 800 feet is flirting with danger.
So, and we're probably talking about $100 a foot. Your guess?
Yes.
Okay. There's a number. 70 more units. That's 70 more units. Period. From today. Mm-hmm.
On top of the 154.
Oh, so the 154.
I believe the 154 already. Okay. Let me double check that. Yes. So it's 70 additional units on top of what we've already approved.
Okay. Okay. I'll catch my breath again. Thank you.
So no, not midway through our current 154. It's 70, uh-huh. 70 more units beyond that 154, which I believe is still, Jeff, if I understand right, is still planned within the next 2 to 3 years.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And that doesn't put us out very
far. We've got 2 to 3 years.
Put us out very far.
Right, right.
So that, I mean, that's the project right there that's really staring us in the face, and we have to make a decision. How far do we push that? Because if we only upsize it to a 15, it's not going to get us to that 500 and 35 additional units, or 550 additional units. So knowing what size that needs to be is really going to be dependent on the board's decision of at what point are we cutting this off and walking away from the lagoons and connecting to Wolf Creek. Now that plays in because as part of this study, what we're trying to do next, we've got all of these projects that we've identified, and we're trying to get the timing as close as we can in our foggy crystal ball. The next thing is for us to put costs to all of these projects and to identify projects that will be included in an impact fee. And so we need some sort of decision. This can be discussed, we don't need an answer right now, but as far as putting an impact fee together, we need to know what size line are we putting in? How far are we kicking the can down the road? Are we going to kick it all the way to the 550 units, or are we going to stop short and be able, you know, be proactive and try to jump over onto Wolf Creek sooner than later? Knowing that will definitely impact the cost of that project and the impact fee that will be charged as well.
So I guess, Mark, to answer that, of course, we're talking vicariously to some by phone and others sitting in the room here, but obviously a picture's worth 1,000 words.
It
so
is.
Again, to get a draft done with maybe those options laid out so that we can get comments from those, would everybody, you know, stakeholders, I'll call them, would be appropriate, wouldn't it? And we'll be able to do that simultaneously with the water, or is this going to lag?
Simultaneously. They'll get both drafts at the same time.
So good bedtime reading coming to all of you.
Yeah. Exciting stuff.
Yeah, it's real. Okay, any questions for Mark? By phone or in the room?
Trustee Bell, Trustee Barron, any questions?
No,
I'm good for now.
Okay.
I'll look over the report.
We all will, thank you.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you, Mark. I'll take you through this just as expeditiously as I can in interest of phone time and everything else, room time. The next thing that I've put in the board packet is the mitigation discharge report. We just completed a discharge on the 16th of about another 120,000 gallons. That's basically, of the 400,000 gallons, you can figure the ratio every time we're draining this sucker. And I just can't help but say I just cringe.
Hey, Paul, let me ask a question. Did Wolf Creek ever call us on our water, do a water call on us this year or not?
No, because we're not using the Weber side. This is all for cash.
Okay.
And of course, I'll inform you that Don and I have a meeting with the state engineer and his regional engineer from cache. This Thursday up on the mountain, up at the well site at 2 p.m. To review what we're doing in terms of discharging on the cache side, and to talk about at least the administrator's perspective. We don't have the stakeholders, the cache people, the protestants there, just the state engineer and his one of his staff members and me. And we'll look at what we're doing. We ended up buying another 200 feet of hose to get down further down the mountain. But obviously, the report there shows how much we have I call it spill. It's discharge is the more appropriate, gentle term. How much water we've dumped so far, and it'll continue on. And that obligation will go into until such time as we get some other type of an agreement. We're going to be doing this kind of stuff, pumping it out of the ground, putting it in a tank, and then turning it loose down somewhere down on the cache side to satisfy them. And then, by the way, parenthetically, dang little squirrels are eating holes in our pipe, so we're going to have more of a sprinkler effect than we will at point discharge if this keeps up. Anyway, you can see the numbers. If there aren't any questions, I'm going to leave that topic because it pains me to talk about it. Okay, the next thing, this is a fun one. If you'll turn to the tab that has the logo, I'm giving a little
breath.
I like
the fun stuff.
Yeah, this is a fun one. You've got the big logo with you.
It's right here.
Which tab?
This is the tab that says logo.
Oh, logo.
Logo. So you'll see that there are two swish letterheads here. And then of course I have, for those of us in the room, unfortunately I didn't send it to you, but I have a larger one for those of you away that are on the phone that I would suggest could be put on the side of company vehicles right there. That would be the size. It would just glue on. So it's the same swish thing, but it's bigger. That's all, bigger in scale. So what I look for is, number one, do you like, I think we've received emails from some of you saying, I like it.
I picked this one over the other one.
And then, picked it over the other one. And then the second thing is, do we want the letterhead on the letter to be off on the corner? Or do you want to be engineer symmetrical in the middle?
Well, the only question I have is, why is the mountain in blue and not the word water in blue? Or powder mountain?
You know,
blue.
I think it was...
Mountain is in blue.
That was a designer's option, and I don't know. They're
trying
to tie the blue back.
Maybe water should be in blue. Since
great.
Water is blue instead of mountain.
Sure. Maybe.
That's my only.
We can do anything.
My only artistic input.
Anything you want.
That's the only thing. Can water be in blue since water's blue?
I'm good with whatever you guys decide there.
All right.
Okay, so.
Yes,
the question is center or off to the side, number one?
I like center.
Center,
I like
but
center.
I like center.
Better.
I agree.
On the side is weird.
And they did the, like, this is cheap, you can do it in black and white, and the logo stuff, and looked at all the color blocks and all the, there's only like 10 different colors in there or anything, right?
I don't think so.
Maybe we could do water in blue and sewer in brown.
Ew. No.
Okay, whatever.
I'm vetoing that, Gary.
Okay. We're supposed to be having fun, aren't we?
Yeah, this is the lighthearted part of the meeting, so enjoy it. What would... here. Everybody else, Jeff, look up.
Beautiful.
Jeff's on board on this one.
Any... Give me guidance. I'd like to do something. I don't like what we have. It's so arcane, archaic, and ugly that I'd like to do something and do it quickly.
That's how you do it.
Good.
Do you want water in blue and the mountain in black? I don't care.
I don't care
either. Whatever you want to do.
Mountain. All right, we've got one that says it that way, so it's water.
Okay.
Okay.
Whatever Jennifer says, she gets. So give her whatever she wants.
Yay.
Okay, thanks. Fine. The next tab.
Yeah.
Am I hearing something from Bob?
Yeah.
You okay, Bob?
I am.
Okay, fine. The next tab is called Sewer Lift Station, number 2 receipts. I just wanted you to know, because what we finally received within the last month were four. Well, we paid one in advance, the top one, which is dated 8/16 or 8/10, whatever that is, for $8,400. We paid that already. That was COD.
Okay.
And so that's been paid. But the other invoices, ending in the last four digits, 7/14, 7/11, and 7/13, date back to last year, and we just finally got these invoices. I want you to be aware of what it costs us per quarter to operate.
Okay, so hold on.
Yes, sir.
You're telling me that they sent us a bill from what services from 19 months ago?
That's right.
Okay, I forbid them to be paid. They need to come in and talk to me. I am not going to get a bill from 19 months ago and pay it.
Here's
so that is a no-no. Do not pay any of those bills with those people. They can come in and see me.
Here's what Paul Southwick said, and that's fine. I'll be glad to comply with that.
This is ridiculous. I am not paying a bill after 18 months.
He's been after this one horse guy to bill him all this time.
Well, I'm going to pay a bill because we'll probably go to litigation on this. Because I am not going to pay these bills. He needs to come in and see me.
Okay. All right, well...
So that's a done deal there. So we need to get a different company or somebody else doing this because there's no way we're going to all of a sudden let somebody come watch me with $35,000 worth of bills. So I see that on our bills to pay, so let's take that off.
21,
everything with that company, that we pay nothing to them. They need to come in and see me.
$21,000, Paul says.
Yeah,
so $21,000 we're not going to pay. So make sure that's in the no pay right now. We get the consent item.
That's fine. I was going to say we're not going to pay this all at once anyway. We don't have the cash flow for that. But
we're not going to pay any of it. So anyway, we'll go from there. Thank you.
Okay.
But one thing I'll point out to you, this is costing us, and we have to do this because these pumps will foul out, clog, and not operate, and then we get a flood, and then we get penalties and fines from the environmental side, the dirty water side of the state, environmental quality people, that, you know, we're just finally settling up for last year. It's costing us $2,100 per quarter. They have to rotate through these lift stations, and it's going to go up as we bring the other six lift stations up on the mountain. This is going to be even more.
So is this somewhere, when we look at this whole picture, I look at the amount of money we're paying for engineering, the amount of money that we're paying for people on the outside. Are we ready to settle down and find a part-time water guy that can come in and do this stuff? Even if we had to pay $60,000 or $70,000 a year to a guy part-time, it's going to be a hell of a lot cheaper than we're paying now with all those other expenses.
Well, frankly, yes. That's what I'm kind of leading you up to, but the first thing that you're going to do is you're going to authorize about $90,000 in expenditure for a crane truck. so he can do the job, and then we'll hire somebody, or simultaneously.
Well, yes and no. $90,000 for a crane truck if we go buy a brand new one, and I don't know that those aren't available to rent and all that. So I've got to, I mean, this has got to be something that we really need to tackle sooner than later.
I agree with you. I got the reaction I wanted. You know, we've got to look ahead a bit. We're heading quickly towards full time with an operator, and if we can find an operator that could do both water and sewer, it would be a win. But you know, I'm preparing you for that. That's what I'm doing. Okay. Is there a further discussion on that?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go on to development procedures. I'm proposing this to, I floated this out last month. I have vetted this with county planning and made sure as best I can that I've got the steps that they want in this development review and approval process under the first portion that's items 1 through 5 under development review and approval process. So I think I've pretty well got the steps down that any developer would follow in terms of how we would proceed for anybody proposing a development. The second portion, without reading it all to you, I'll let you read it for yourselves, of course, is the fees. Now, in talking to our attorney, obviously I'm proposing that we work to this end to get these fees, and the quicker the better. But we have to go through we have to post this up and have to go through a public hearing process on this. So what I'm suggesting is, for example, for a feasibility letter, $250 per phase. That's just a letter, up to 25 connections, and it goes above that, then every increment above is another $250. This will pay for costs of services to get those, to do the review and get the letters out. So what I'm trying to do is make this more self-sustaining. We're not just sucking off that limited resource that we have through monthly charge user fees. And then, of course, for the engineer to do the reviews and to work with the developers on their various and sundry projects, it would be 3% of...
When you talk about the engineer to do their reviews, does that mean every dime of it goes to CRS, or does that go to the district? Tell me what portion of it the district gets.
Well, you know, very frankly, the engineer will build a district, and it is to the district. Our history has indicated that by the time we get going round and round with the developer, you'll plan on most of this being used up. But at least it'll be revenue neutral.
I'm concerned with that right there, that we are opening that door, and we're letting, because you're going to be probably the contractor that's doing it, and we're leaving you a blank check there. And I have a really hard time with more blank checks out there.
Well, obviously, we're going to justify to you what we're doing. I mean, you'll see hourly charges for it, but I'm just saying, for the sake of the developer.
We can justify anything we want.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that that's not the issue. My concern is that we're leaving the district holding the bag on this thing, and so we've got to, I want to get that process set up, but I'm really concerned that we end up, all we're do becoming is a pass-through to make some folks on the other end a lot of money, and we just barely scrape by and pass that through. So that's my concern on that.
What would you do?
I don't know. I don't know what we need to do there, but we need to come in when we set these costs up, because the district should get something out of it.
Fine.
If we hire an engineer to come and do stuff for the county on the side for a property owner or something, we get a few dollars at the end of the day.
Okay. We can make that adjustment accordingly. No. I'm fine with that. What I'm trying to do, though, is I'm just trying to get this close to revenue neutral so that the district isn't paying out. So if you, I don't mind making a little extra, because we sure as heck need it. Okay, so you see what this is. Here's what I'm saying.
I understand. I believe in the concept, but I just want to make sure that the money is penciling out right at the end of the day.
Okay.
That's my only concern.
All right. Well, the ultimate end is I'd like to get this down the process, down the road, get the process going.
So this is every person that is applying to get water and sewer from us.
Developer.
Yeah,
developer. Is that individual lot owner? No, just developer.
As we move down the road, but yeah, let's move forward. I'm okay.
Just developers, not individual, like our Powder Mountain West subdivision.
No, no, existing subdivision. Any subdivision, their 154 that's approved is will not fall into this category.
This is going forward.
As Summit goes into the next phase.
Next phase, okay.
Then the developer knows what he can plan on. He can budget for it. See, the problem is right now it's been. Well, whatever we charge you, we're going to expect you to reimburse us. And the developer is going, well, how do I budget for that in my cash flow and
exactly.
my pro forma?
Okay. Understood.
And, so I'm trying to help these guys understand what they need to do in their pro forma and keep us revenue neutral.
Gotcha. Okay.
So whether it's 3 or 3.5% or 4%,
right. Understood.
I'm just saying, based upon my history, my firm's history of 50 years doing this kind of stuff
3%.
For another district,
right.
this. We can make it with this. We know we can make it with this.
It covers the cost of...
To keep it revenue neutral. So if you want a
3.25... No, we're fine.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I just didn't understand this whole
thing. Okay. All right.
I understand now.
So don't we... Well, okay. We'll move that into the action item then, is what we'll do.
Okay.
The next one is just keeping you going with money issues. Change billing information is the next tab. And of course, this is where Trustee Bell got the information. You can see that we're just showing you what we're seeing right now in terms of costs per month.
Do we need to vote on each of these action items we're running through or not?
Yes.
We do in action items, but right now we're still under the director's report.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's talking about them. We'll have to come back and vote on them as we get further along the agenda. We can't vote on them under this agenda item.
Well, I would say we get to them while we talk about them, then let's vote them and move forward. I say let's clear consent items, and then we got a request for a motion to go into closed strategy. Are we going to do that?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to stick with the agenda.
Okay, then let's stick with the agenda.
That's what we're doing.
So do I, should I go into the next
one? So, well.
Or do you want to move to this? Do you want to act on this other one?
Well, have you got other items under the manager's report that we need here that are not financial? So let's continue to do those.
This is leading to another action item here.
Okay, keep going.
So what I'm showing you here, while it is truly financial, what I'm saying is I've finally been able to help us get our arms around what's going on in terms of costs per month. And you'll see that what we're running with three variables, the ones with V's behind them means that they have, we don't know, they just move depending upon how much activity we have. For example, Rocky Mountain Power, how much we're pumping, Barnett, how much we call him, legal, how much we use our legal counsel, you know, those things I haven't got enough track history to be able to say, well, here's a safe number every month. So that's where it is right now.
Bob, did you have something to say?
Hey, no. James, could you reference which page we're on?
Oh, hi.
Good morning, Trustee Ebert.
Good morning, Trustee Ebert.
Well, thank you.
under
do you know what page we're on? I've got tabs, so it's
they're just
hard.
On tabs.
It's just on tabs. We're under change billing info. It's a.
He's
got a green header
he's
that says
the,
monthly payables August
email.
2016.
Oh,
sorry, we don't really have a page number on these.
Maybe we will next time.
Yeah,
we will for the phone ins. We'll put page numbers to them. We're learning as we go. Do you know where we are, Trustee? You find
I'm
it?
Good. Thank you.
Okay. So under what I'm. Let me cut to the chase here. The next tab is under receivables, and Carrie has put this together item by lot by lot. It hurts my eyes, but other than that, I'll tell you what the essence of it is. As I've gone through and I've analyzed it or looked at it quickly, what I would like to propose for the interim, and remember that part of the impact fee. Task for Zions is to also do rate study. But for the interim, since I'm seeing right now that that we're past what we're generating right now. We're generating roughly 11,500. I just showed you 11,800 per month, with some variable rates in there that flutter all over. We're not operating in the black if we don't take property tax into account. Okay, I recognize that property tax is not calculated into this, but I would like to have these things fit within the user fee category is what I'd like to do. And so what I'm proposing to you, number one, move from quarterly to monthly in our billings. Number two, increase that monthly charge by $7 per connection per month. That's what I'm proposing.
Connected and non-connected?
Yes.
Connected and non-connected?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Would it be simpler for Carrie and a lot of seasonal folks if we stuck with quarterly and just jacked the monthly rates up as you suggest?
You can do that.
I mean, a lot of these ARs that are long are often related to seasonal folks up there in the resort itself. I just don't know how much traction we're going to get by going to monthly versus quarterly, but certainly the additional cost per month makes sense.
Well, I'm hearing.
Let me weigh in on that. The reason I like the idea for monthly is because the people that are consistently late, they'll get a late fee every month and interest every month. And if they want to pay ahead, they can pay ahead. They can pay a quarter ahead, 6 months ahead, a year ahead. But I think we need to go monthly, and we need to make sure that it's very expensive when they do not pay their fees each month, the late fee and then the interest on that. So
but we
that's
also,
my feeling on that. So I do like the idea of monthly.
It's bigger administrative headache to do monthly, isn't it, as opposed to quarterly?
Not now. Well, we've got it set up. We just hit send. And it's mostly electronic.
Whatever you and Carrie want to do, Paul, I'm good with.
But the increase that you want of the $84 per year, whether it's connected or non-connected, doesn't that have to be put to the public, et cetera? We can't just do
no any increase in a service fee type like that. We do need to attend that to public hearing. The budget hearing is on November 30th. By statute, it can be, any increase in fee can be combined in that hearing. So we can have it at that time as well.
So I'm suggesting this be effective January 1. I'm not going to try to jam this this year. But
that sounds good, Paul.
Excuse
me, question?
Yes.
Member of the public here.
It's up to you.
I would like to express the sentiment that we stick with the quarterly. I understand you're concerned about going to the monthly, but I agree it would be better quarterly. And secondly, what's the explanation for the increase in cost?
Okay. First of all, we're in a meeting. We need to move on. We can sit down and we'll visit with you one on one on that.
Absolutely.
Meeting because we cannot. We. So, I guess it is an agenda item. So.
Well, I think that makes sense. I think. Would you be willing to sit down with him offline and talk about the cost? I'll talk with you as well on the quarterly versus monthly thing, okay?
Okay.
I'll just say this. Carrie's getting sufficient feedback from those that she's trying to collect from that we're hearing that monthly would be preferred. That's
okay.
What we're hearing.
Okay, that's a simple one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Sure. Move along.
Yes, move along.
Go.
Perhaps an option of quarterly or annual would be available if you want to do it.
We'd love to have it.
But now let me just say this one more time. Everybody has the option. They can pay ahead 2 years if they want, a year ahead. So rather we bill monthly, my water district, I choose to pay ahead. So they send me a bill every month. They could say that, but they didn't want to, but they don't. So they get paid automatically every month. So I don't think I think it's a good idea to move it to monthly, and people that want to pay ahead a quarter, they can.
Okay. All right, the next thing would be, under action item 5, it's not a tab in here, so let me just cover that and give you the explanation, and you can deal, whether you want to deal with it under action item. Later you can take it up. And that is, the other question is, when someone has a lot, be it anybody that has a lot, and they say, I want a water connection and I want a sewer connection, at this point, as I understand talking to the operators, we used to charge a fee to, we provide on water, we provide the yoke. This is the round thing that comes off the pipe, it goes up through what they call a yoke, and then a meter is mounted there. So we provide this yoke, and we provide the meter, which costs us $100 and some odd per copy, plus the cost of the operator to go up, make sure the yoke is installed correctly, make sure everything is, that the lateral is put in properly, properly bedded and backfilled, and then come back and turn it on. There's a cost there to drive up the mountain and to do that. And so what I'm proposing is for that, and then also on sewer, there are at least two trips on sewer. We're going to provide a locator cap. See, there's a clean out that's right outside the home by code. And we're going to provide a cap that has a device in it that we can take a locator and find it again if they covered up, and which would be very helpful when somebody has a clog on their line.
Is that not right now included in the $11,500 charge that we?
So both of these items are going to have to be public hearing. Yes, right?
Exactly.
Yes, all of them.
Okay, so
this, $500 for sewer, $500 for water.
Exactly.
Right?
An additional.
Okay, yes. I mean, I think that's okay. Good. Let's put that in our public hearing, and we'll talk about that.
Okay.
Sure.
Let's see. Now I've lost my way, young lady.
Sorry.
What
next
about
the treasurer's report, if that's what you want to go with.
Is it treasurer's report
yep.
next? Okay,
as far as
treasurer.
I'm aware.
I guess I'm through, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, so that'll do it for the manager's report. So the next item is the report on district financials, and Carrie, go ahead.
All right. You've got your tab, it's got your payables. There's a copy of what is owing, what is set to be in the dollar amount you have right there. There's a copy of what the dollar amount is per item.
Okay.
And I do have copies available for each invoice if you'd like to take a look at those. Receivables are not in there for, I do have a copy here for the receivables only because they do have the names on them, so they're not.
Okay.
That was in the email, right?
All yeah,
the,
yeah,
okay.
You've got yours.
Okay.
Okay. The receivables portion of it, I have collected several.
Okay.
We do have certain questions. I don't know if you want to go over those now or not. We have got current address.
We don't need to go over them individually unless one of the other board members needs to.
You're good with that? Okay.
Good.
We have since received, or I have since updated the addresses. We now have current addresses for everybody. So that should take eliminate a lot of the question. And then you've got your profit and loss, as you can see right there. And there's also, I also have a copy, which is not in there, but a copy of the bank statement if you'd like to take a look at that.
Okay.
And that actually goes back to July 1st when it was put on.
So, real quick, how much do we have in our PTIF account?
PTIF was 347, where is it? No, because I don't have my, 300 and, 347 and some change.
Okay, thank you.
I've got to get it.
Like to say, I like these financials, they're easy to read.
I do have a quick question on the profit and loss statement.
Mm-hmm.
We get down, we have under expenses, we have consulting of $17,776.95, and then under that, the district manager fee of $9,000. Do we have a breakdown of that $17,776?
Mm-hmm. I do. It's right here.
We do, and some of that is reimbursable. In other words, mm-hmm. we backcharge Summit half of my fee, and then there's some review fees. Since we don't have any basic structure right now, I have an understanding with Summit that they'll pay for the reviews on their new development, their Horizon development. So some of this is reimbursable. So you're gonna see it wash through is what's happening. So while this number looks staggering, you can subtract a portion. I'm going to say roughly 50%.
Yeah. Okay.
We have Barnett in there also.
Yep, you've got Barnett in here also.
Okay, and then the other one is under the engineering. When you say costs here need to be in fixed assets, I didn't understand, like that next number down, you have $81,090.72, but you have the thing cost here may need to be in fixed assets.
Right.
What does that mean?
That because that's the work total. It's cost of construction plus engineering, by the way, for
okay.
the for the pressure regulating station. And what I'm saying is that's in a different account. That'll
okay.
that'll come from the PTIF account,
okay.
That we had authorized a couple of months ago. So that is not an ongoing monthly thing. That's a one-time thing, and then it'll be depreciated.
Okay. And do we have a breakdown in the email that breaks down that 81,000 where I can wrap my hands around?
I will
yes.
show you
okay.
here in a minute. We'll
okay.
approve a pay request to the contractor, so
okay.
you'll see that.
All right. Thank you.
That should take care
Otherwise
of it.
Otherwise, I'm good.
You're good with it?
I'm
okay.
good with
it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. You want to... We could take a motion then on the financial report. I guess that's not listed as an action item. So we'll take that by. What's that?
We'll
take that as a report.
Okay, thank you.
So to the consent items, request for approval of district bills to be paid. Warrants number 178 to 184, the amount of $48,260.62. Request for approval of the minutes for the meeting held on August 15th. Request for approval of the final payment to ProBuild in the amount of $74,560. And request for approval for the district building permit authorization. How do you want to handle the consent items?
Well, I want to take the sewer bills off. The sewer bills are not to be paid.
Okay, so we'll approve the consent items then with the exception of those invoices that are old that we talked about earlier at this point.
Yeah.
Is that your motion, trustee?
Yeah.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. We'll move on then to the closed session, strategy session to discuss the acquisition of real property, including any form of water right and any pending or reasonably imminent litigation.
I make a request to go to close for all those reasons.
Okay, the motion by Jennifer. Is there a second on the phone?
Second.
Second by Bob. Any further discussion? Roll call vote on this. Trustee Barron?
Yes.
Trustee
Aye.
Bell? Trustee Bell?
Aye.
Trustee Ebert?
Aye.
Jennifer?
Aye.
Good. Okay, it's unanimous. We're in closed session. Give us just a second to change the recording.